Of Genesis chapter number 50. Genesis chapter 50, while you're turning there, I want to remind you that if you have not picked up with our Bible reading as a church, I hope you'll do that. We have a lot of extra ones there in the foyer now. If you are at home right now, are we live stream now, Brother Timothy? Okay. If you want one of these, you can come by the church and get one, or we can mail one to you if you're not able to get out right now. But we want you to have this. Tomorrow we will be starting Exodus chapter 1 and going into the book of Exodus 1, 2, and 3. And you could just pick up there and you could get to Genesis later on in the year, however the Lord would lead you in that. But boy, has it been good reading through Genesis. In fact, tonight I'm just going to share a somewhat of a devotional thought with you that the Lord gave me just reading through Genesis 50. But if you find your place there, I'm going to begin reading in verse 17. Now, we are coming to the end of Joseph's life. His brothers are still living, and they have truly been blessed by the grace of God through the life of Joseph, their brother. They were moved from Israel to Goshen, to Egypt. And God just miraculously preserved this nation, and like He said He would. And boy, do we see Joseph's character on front view. And we are grateful to see how we can learn from his life. But one of the things that we draw from Joseph's life is how gracious he was. Notice verse 17. Again, this is coming towards the end of his life. He's already forgiven his brothers, I'll remind you. And we see that they have moved forward. They've had that reunion. That was just truly heart moving. The way we see Joseph's, the way his emotions went forth and the way he expressed himself and weeping. He had to leave the room. He was so overwhelmed with emotion. He had to gather himself to come back. And then reveal himself, and there was lots of hugging, kissing, that they were just an amazing show of God's love and grace. And so we get to this particular passage here, and it's a little bit interesting because we're going to have little bit of round two here. Round two. You had the round one of the forgiveness and the getting right and Joseph extending that. But now I kind of call this round two is what it appears. In verse 17, it says, "So shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee." Now, I'm sorry. I want to begin with verse 16. "And they sent a messenger unto Joseph saying, thy father did command before he died saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now, we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. You see what I mean by round two? They are coming to Joseph, and I want to tell you what's going on here. They are still carrying the guilt of their sin against Joseph. But here's the thing that we need to realize tonight and what they should have realized. Joseph had already truly and completely forgiven them. And that's why Joseph wept again at the end of verse 17. He was so grieved that his brothers did not believe his forgiveness. They, in fact, were made up a lie because his daddy did not say that, did not send that message. And they were not only filled with guilt, but they were filled with fear. By the way, those two go hand in hand, don't they? Fear and guilt. All right. But the thing about it is, look how Joseph's going to go on to say. It says, when he wept, it says, and his brethren, these are the brothers, also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." In other words, they're scared, they're fearful for their lives that Joseph is going to now bring revenge, that he hadn't truly forgiven them. In verse 19, Joseph said unto them, "Fear not." He said, "For am I in the place of God?" Now, what did he mean by that question? Well, this is what I believe he meant. He says, I believe he's talking about, I'm not your judge. God is your judge. I have forgiven you. And he goes on to say that, "But as for you, ye thought it evil against me." That's what you were thinking at the time. But he's saying, brothers, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Because of God, because of the circumstance that they were put in, when Joseph was cast into the pit and throughout, Joseph is recognizing that God meant it for good to save thousands and even, I would say, millions of people because God's providence, God's sovereignty. Now notice verse 21. He says, "Now therefore, fear ye not." All right, so that's the second time that Joseph tells his brothers in this particular scenario, at this scene, tells them not to fear. He says, "I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. That word "kindly unto them" even is a really deeper meaning in the Hebrew word. It basically conveys that he spoke to their heart. And this is the thought I want to leave with you tonight, drawing from this situation with the brothers carrying this guilt and this fear that perhaps their brother hasn't forgiven them. Church, do you realize that there are church members and Christians, God's children, who still do not believe that God has forgiven them of all their sin? And to this day, there is a carrying of guilt and a fear that maybe God is still mad at them for something they did. And by the way, that we all have done. We all have sinned against God, even in our Christian life since we've been born again. We've done things we regret to this day. Sometimes some of us are living with those things daily. But here's the thing that we have to come to the conclusion that these brothers did not. And it broke Joseph's heart. He had forgiven them. And I want to tell you tonight, if you have not allowed, if you will, if I can use that term, allowed, to let God forgive you completely of the sin that you committed against Him, you are grieving the heart of God. God loves you. And that moment you got right with Him, He forgave you of all your sin. Every bit of it. To the fullest. Never, please understand, never to hold that over your head again. God's not going to bring it up. Because when God forgives, He truly forgives. These brothers did not believe that. And Joseph went on to say, "Look, do not be afraid. Not only have I forgiven you, not only is God using this for our good and His glory, but He says, I'm going to continue taking care of you. I'm going to continue nourishing you. I'm going to continue comforting you and showing that grace." Wow, that's what God does. God says, yes, you know what He's saying to those, to all of us tonight that we've sinned, especially if we're holding on to that guilt. He's saying, I have forgiven that and I am comforting you past that now. I am going to nourish you past that sin. You are forgiven. You are going to recover. You are reconciled to me. And you will experience that forgiveness, that peace that God desires for all of us to have. I think what he said in Micah chapter 7, verse 19. I love this. He says, he will turn again, talking about God. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Amen. Isn't that a blessing, church? Your sins are forgiven completely. And the phraseology there, the image that God paints for us is so encouraging. You know, the deepest part of the ocean is called the Challenger Deep and is located beneath the western Pacific Ocean and the southeastern end of several hundred kilometers southwest of the U.S. territorial island of Guam. Challenger Deep is approximately 36,200 feet deep, about 7 miles deep. And I don't know what part of the ocean that God was referring to, but I want to guarantee you this. What he meant is it's in the deepest part of it could be. The deepest ocean where nobody's going to find it, where it's gone. It's under the blood of Jesus Christ, of God's great forgiveness and forgetfulness. He forgot it. And I'm telling you, the Lord is so gracious. Psalm 103 verses 11 through 14 says, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we our dust." And you know, church, I don't know who this message is for tonight. I don't know if anybody needed this. But I just could not get away from this thought that, boy, those brothers, they came to Joseph and they didn't really believe Joseph had forgiven. They believed that Joseph was going to hold it against them. And sometimes God's people are really guilty. They think that God's just holding that sin against them when he is forgiven and he wants you to move past it. So let's do that by the grace of God. Amen.